Good afternoon, everybody. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Disabled veteran, ex-special agent, intelligence collector, turned whistleblower, now your intelligence officer on KVOI.com, AM 1030, The Voice. You can call in at 520-790-2040. We're decimating the deep state and filleting the fake news while proclaiming the global freedom movement. They came after me, but they're really after you, your family, your freedom, and your faith. I exposed the DEA running drugs via the Sinaloa cartel, and I sued Holder for targeting my Christian faith. My James Comey was a corrupt DEA agent named Rusty McMillan who faked an investigation, leaked a phony document, sound familiar, spread by a black contact-wearing troll named Jared Armitage, a bigot named Donald Riefler, and a guy named Michael Pierce used to be in one of my companies who, like FBI agent Peter Stroke, was having an affair, but like Trump, after all their lies and schemes, I was never even charged. And the deep state came after me again, even this year. But I survived because I stand for the truth, as you do. Glad to have you with me another Sunday. So support the show. Support the global freedom movement. That's now the latest place for it to break out is Chile. Of course, Hong Kong, they're waving American flags. While in California and Oregon, they're waving Chinese communist flags. French, the yellow vest movement against taxes. English Brexit is finally forging ahead. There is a global freedom movement. And it wasn't inspired by Donald Trump. He just saw a good thing and took advantage of it because he didn't need any more money. He didn't need to be bought off. It was really inspired by you, the listeners, back in the days of the Tea Party. And that's how I got started doing this. I was originally started doing security work for the Tea Party. And then I started doing bodyguard work for Tea Party speakers, such as Sheriff Arpaio and Senator McCain back in the day, and then for Breitbart and for Santorum when he was running for president. And eventually I started speaking, and then I started doing radio, and then I did some TV, and then I started doing even more regular podcasts on other shows. And I was the secret agent man on another station. And then I was that guy from that thing on another station. And now here I am years later, probably a decade later, after being on the American Warrior and the American Mail. And yeah, American Warrior and Daily Mail. Dave Sitton, who was a great fixture, had me on a lot. And one of the last times I was on the news, Lupita Murillo, who has been interviewing me for decades, she interviewed me as a DEA agent when I got a 2,000-pound cocaine seizure down in Nogales in Mariposa Canyon off 30 horses, and that was in U.S. News, and that was on CNN. That was probably the first time she ever interviewed me. And then a couple years back, she was interviewing me when the Mexican police broke in and found a 50 caliber Barrett rifle, which takes down vehicles and helicopters, in El Chapo's house. And it had been run by ATF during the Obama administration as a fast and furious gun. But there were no charges brought. Funny that. And so under Obama, who was a nobody, the ATF started BATFE now, okay, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. You know, as we say in the country, it should be a convenience store, not a government agency. But the ATF started running guns south, including Barrett rifles, and the DEA started running drugs north, and then it just broke again. It's old news, but they were running guns in Benghazi, and that's Susan Rice Benghazi. Susan Benghazi was a video Rice with the Obamas now propagandizing us through Netflix, and then on into Syria, and Trump stopped all of that. So we are being lied to in this extraordinary age of incredible information. We are being lied to and propagandized like never before. I've done covert ops. We'll be talking about that. I was talking to some folks this week, and I was kind of in the beginning. I saw special operations, military special operations, covert operations. Then went to the other side and saw the same kind of operation. That's the, and I'll get to that on other shows. That's the cocaine Contras, CIA, Arkansas, MENA, Clintons, all of that tie-in. But we are really in an incredible period. I don't think we've ever had a period like this in our history, and no one's aware of it because we are being so propagandized and listened to. And some people are paying. They're paying for Alexa and stuff so that they can be spied on. It's really quite amazing. But you should support the show. So you can support the show, and you guys are, at gogetfunding.com, the Prather Point. You can, if I had every listener once a month send $10, then I would have the show funded easily. You can get past Kindergarten Christianity. I did a sermon today talking about the serpent in the garden and the serpent that Moses is told to raise by God. Yeah, but you haven't heard about that one. And Jesus referring to, just like Moses raised the brazen serpent, the Son of Man has to be raised. And the Kundalini serpent of energy, and was even making my wife think there. That's at ChristChaplaincy.com. You can learn to defend yourself at BujinkanUSA.com. I just had a lady and her daughter make black belt, been training for 12 years, and another gentleman. So congratulations, Philip, Kristen, Therese there. You can learn to defend yourself at warriorschool.com, my handgun martial arts class every year. It's been going on for 10 years, every Wednesday night. And you should support my sponsors, and especially my most loyal and first sponsor, and that's Mike Emery at Perfection Auto Works at www.perfectionautoworks.com, 323-8650. Stop in and see him. And you don't even have to bring your car. Just stay and say, hey, heard Jeff told me to come and see you, that you're a patriot. Talk things over. He's at 1046 North Beverly Avenue, right off of Speedway, just half a block right up there. All the guys are real nice. They're all patriots. They are the backbone of this country. Those are the guys who build the roads, run the factories, fight the wars. They are not the intellectuals on the slivers of the coast. And tell somebody to listen to the show. If everybody told one person, so the numbers, we're starting to get metrics in and the numbers are starting to go up. But if you just told two or three people, it got them to listen to the show and join the show, the metrics would double or triple. And that's what's happening with the Tea Party movement, which Donald Trump recognized. It's not Donald Trump. The left thinks it is. It's not. We're not in love with Donald Trump. We know he is a very flawed vehicle, but he's our flawed vehicle. He is an imperfect man, but he is the perfect messenger for us right now to stand up. He is ideal. And a lot of us think that he was sent by God because he is perfect for standing up to the media. And you know, and God's messenger is never what you think it is. And I'm not saying Trump's a holy guy at all. I don't think that. But literally, if you translate Melchizedek messenger, angel from the Hebrew, it means messenger. It doesn't mean anything with wings or anything like that. But a lot's going on, and I've got to get to that. But that's how, you know, I'm asked occasionally, what can we do? You're telling us all this stuff, you know, what can you do? So support who supports me. That's Mike Emery at Perfection Auto Works. Support the show. Gogetfunding.com. Prather Point. You know, get my book on Amazon. Boys Are Born, Men Are Trained. Come out and see me at the dojo. People have done that. People have dropped off donations coming by the dojo when I'm there. Although we're closed this Monday for a special event. We're at an event, so we won't be there this Monday, but always appreciate that. But that's what you can begin to do, because they can't stop us. They can't stop the truth. That is what American exceptionalism is based upon, is our Judeo-Christian and native truth. And everybody's always trying to wipe out the Jews, Christians, and native peoples, and they can't because we hold the truth. Anyway, got a lot to cover. But that's my answer. Get involved. Just don't passively listen. Just don't passively observe. But I will tell you everything that's happening. And I've got a lot of stuff to blow your mind, as usual, right after this break. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point, the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right back with you. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection All Work Studios, right back with you. So a lot of stuff going on. So last week I was talking about Kayla Mueller. I just took one example of Baghdadi's atrocities and how he kidnapped her, tortured her, tried to get her to renounce her Christian faith. I don't know if I mentioned she was from Prescott. Did I mention that last week, John? Yeah. So she was from Prescott, Arizona, just so you know how close everything is to us, that we are on the forefront of everything that is going on. So that's interesting. You know, another thing that I find interesting, I don't think I've ever heard a Kanye West song. I know who he is because I always see him in the medias, but I listen to both kinds of music, country and Western, because I'm an Indian cowboy with horses and wear boots and all that stuff. But I guess he's a big rapper, and I guess he's a big Trump fan, and I guess he has become a big Christian and is holding big services on airplanes and out. And the left just must be going crazy about that happening, because, you know, that's supposed to be their purview they can say the N-word and no one else can. And I used to be on another show with a black conservative. We talked about, they said, if I ever said the N-word, they said they'd fire me. So that was the beginning. Not that I ever used that word, but that's the beginning of censorship through good intentions. Talk about other good intentions. California is falling apart and they're all moving over to Arizona. They're all on fire more. And the lights are out. They're on fire. They're always having a biblical plague, frogs, mud, slides, you know, something. I've talked about the bubonic plague. But I just thought I'd talk a little bit about, real quick, about the fire. So, you know, they want to put it to global warming. You know, yes, maybe there is some global warming, but really the fire is because they don't do any natural burning like native peoples always did. From Arizona to Kentucky, they would burn the woods, which would then regrow the lower growth, and the large old growth trees, which are almost all gone now. There's almost no old growth trees. They were very majestic forests out there. So they let all this little tinder come up, and then it heats up the fire, and then everything burns and everything gets drier because the supposed eco folks don't let everything happen, because the native peoples were just doing what would happen naturally. They would see a lightning hit. We have that happen here too, forests and prairies and everything, and then it would burn, and they would also burn it to give more room for the buffalo and regrowth. And so they're not doing that. And they're building on hillsides, and so everything burns, everything falls apart, then it rains and everything is gone. And that's kind of summation of California, as they bring in illegals with diseases that we had eradicated, and the bubonic plague is there, and it is really becoming biblical. But on a good note, another Green Beret got the Big Blue this week. That's the Medal of Honor, another Special Forces operator. I am proud to have been a B-team staff member in Special Forces, and I was never on a team, got to go to shooting school on ODA 745. But Matthew Williams got the Medal of Honor in the White House, and that's a big deal to us for his valor. And I also find it funny because of how we're propagandized. And there's nothing new about our being propagandized. You know, saying black people are stupid, that's propaganda. Saying there was no culture here, there was no civilization, there were no towns here. I've talked about that. This is Native American month, about genetically modifying corn, potatoes, stabilized Europe. The Christian compassion of the native peoples in Tisquantum, who greeted and saved the pilgrims, who was already an English-speaking Christian, who had been enslaved by fishermen, probably Portuguese, took to England and was freed by Franciscans. So there's nothing new about being propagandized. It's just that we're much more inundated with it, and we don't think we are. But it's interesting. This Shook Valley fight was, and I even met one of these Green Berets a while back, fine young Special Forces operator, and met his wife, and just really impressive. But it's kind of like, you probably have seen, you know, Lone Survivor, or read the book or something, and Lone Survivor is, you know, a disaster of epic proportions because of not planning. And that's just, I'm not criticizing SEALs. We're just telling the truth there. But this is kind of lone survivor. All members of the ODA survive, and they don't throw themselves off cliffs to survive. They climb up a 100-foot cliff after wading a river to engage the enemy with their Afghan commandos behind adobe fortifications. If you know anything about firefights like I do, mud or sandbags or adobe is great for stopping bullets. It's the best thing. It's much better than steel or concrete blocks or anything. I've done a lot of courses where I've taught that. So that is really amazing, and hats off to Sergeant Matthew Williams and ODA 3336, and that's third group. Very cool. That's the second Medal of Honor recipient from that battle. And it's just funny that no one gets a success, just like no one pays any attention to the Apache Eskimensin. They pay attention to Geronimo. Eskimensin was an Apache here too, and said angry. His name means angry men stand in line for him. It's interesting that what people pay attention to, and kind of sad. In other news recently, Planned Parenthood doctor has revealed that there is a strong demand for aborted babies' livers and kidneys from organizations that harvest the bodies provided by this abortion giant, and that they make millions off of this. And so this is a theme I'm going to keep coming back to. And President Trump, through, I think, probably his ex-security chief, Keith Schiller, who was NYPD, is out there, and you keep seeing all the pedo criminals brought in. There was just a Muslim chaplain with a police department someplace that was charged as well, and you're seeing all of those across the board. But probably the major story to get to is what's going on with the whistleblower. And I've already talked about how this guy is not a real whistleblower at all. Real whistleblowers are always attacked. I know I became a real whistleblower, and then I eventually talked to a lot of whistleblowers. And if you're really blowing the whistle on the government, then they come after you with both guns, and they lie about you, and they leak stuff, and they ask for your taxes, and they tell everybody terrible things about you, and it's really hard on you. The government never, ever protects real whistleblowers. Probably the most famous whistleblower in Tucson is my friend Jay Dobbins, who is the ATF. He's written a book and everything, and Hell's Angels blew up his house, and the ATF came after him, and he went longer at it than me and spent a lot more money than me. And the judge even said that the DOJ, seven DOJ lawyers had perjured themselves and coached witnesses. And they did the same thing to me, and they're doing the same thing to Trump. But it's just amazing. But, you know, you watch these movies and you think these are, you know, Bournes or something. They're just ordinary people. They're just a lot more aggressive than most of us. They're certainly not smarter than most of us. For the most part, they are dumber than most of us. But, you know, the judge has just put Flynn's case on hold because his new lawyer, because he fired his old lawyers, because he thinks that they were in cahoots. And I look back on it, I think my lawyers, at one time I had five attorneys, and I never even got charged by the federal government. But I think my lawyer was now in cahoots with the government. But the false statements that Flynn supposedly said is that he had the wrong date of when he was calling and talking to the Russians as the incoming security chief. And he did not remember a follow-up conversation with the Russian ambassador. So, you know, next to what Hillary has done and everybody else has done, that is next to nothing. I mean, the indictment's out there now. And they're talking about, in truth, in fact, Flynn knew that on December 28, 2016, President Obama had signed Executive Order 13757. And the Russian ambassador had contacted Flynn on December 28th. Well, this is right after Christmas, and it's a new transition team. And man, you know, I didn't work for Flynn when I was a DIA. He was after me. But I can tell you, there's a lot of stuff going on to remember all that kind of stuff. And so that's what they have charged him, and he's lost his house for. You know, meanwhile, Hillary and Bill and Obama and Holder and Rice are just, it's just mind-boggling what they are getting away with and what you are being presented with. But anyway, the judge has canceled Flynn's November hearing because his new attorney, it's a lady, Sydney Powell, I think is her name, and she's saying, hey, you know, the government hasn't turned over all the evidence. Funny that, because the government tried to come after me again this year and they didn't turn over all the evidence, which is not necessarily illegal, but it is unethical. And of course, again, never convicted of anything because it's all about lies. But this is what they do. And this is what they're doing to all of us. But anyway, it looks like that the FBI has cell phones from Joseph Mifsud. And, you know, the whole Russian collusion thing, which I've spent a lot of time on showing how that's a fraud and a fake. Actually, Joseph Mifsud was teaching at Link University in Europe, hanging out with Department of National Security people, teaching here in Washington, teaching in D.C. So if Mifsud was this Russian agent, then we got a lot bigger problems than him meeting with a Trump representative, because he's way on the inside. And now he's disappeared. But Obama, right before Barr and Giuliani went over, because those are two different cases. That's the Attorney General, and then that is Trump's a personal attorney defending him, but on the same issues, going over to Italy and to England, talking to all these people. Obama goes just ahead of them. So all these deep staters are running ahead of all the attorneys that are trying to sort this out. But it's not going to work because they just keep shooting themselves in the head over and over and over. It's like one of those cartoons with Daffy Duck where he says, no, shoot me here. Don't take me home and shoot me, when Bugs Bunny messes up Daffy Duck. But there's really big breaking news about the whistleblower. We know who the whistleblower is, and the whistleblower is a deep stater aligned with Brennan and Obama. And it's just Russian collusion hoax 2.0. And I'll tell you all about that right after this. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection All Work Studios. Right back with you after this. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Work Studios, right back with you. So it's pretty funny, by the way. So elections coming up, Proposition 205, even Mayor Rothschild is against 205, which is, makes the original concept of sanctuary cities, Tucson, the sanctuary city, that means it doesn't work with Border Patrol and DEA, be a disaster. But even the mayor agrees with that. But so very interesting that we have spent a lot of time. I've taken you on deep dives, how the Mueller report was a hoax and the Steele dossier was a hoax, and how Obama ran guns, ran drugs, ran cash, and all of these things, and how they have lied about everything and gotten away with it. But what is turning out is that the whistleblower and the press is and the Congress and Schiff, because Schiff is on the Intelligence Committee. So this is the deep state is not just the intelligence agencies and the Department of Justice and the FBI. It's also the Dems, Schiff, who's on the Intelligence Committee, and it's also CNN, whom, because they're leaking classified data to all of these entities. That's what they did with Flynn. That's what they did with Trump. All that stuff is classified, and they're leaking it and getting away with it while they bring charges against Trumpsters. So it looks like this guy's name is Eric Charmella, CIA, interesting, Armella, and he is CIA, and he's been CIA for a long time. And he's not an operator. He's not a case officer, the guys that I worked with. He is an analyst, a desk jockey, like I was. And, he worked closely with wait for it, Vice President Joe Biden. And wait for it, former communist voter, CIA head director, John Brennan. How interesting. And another National Security Council official said he was accused of working against Trump and leaking against Trump anonymously to intelligence matters. Well, all those intelligence matters are classified. Like Hillary, he's leaking. Like Schiff, like Brennan, like all of them. And before he became a whistleblower, and the funny thing is, now that they're so stupid, and Schiff is so stupid, they're all so stupid, and they think they're so smart, and they think we're so dumb, is now that they've brought out this Colonel Vindman. And look, Colonel Vindman is a patriot. I cannot say he's an infantry colonel. He's got a Purple Heart. That means he's been wounded. He's got Bronze Stars. He's got meritorious medals. I mean, I got that, but I don't have Bronze Star or Purple Heart. This guy is a legit patriot, and there are patriots who are for Hillary and for the left, although he was reprimanded when he was a major for being too pro-Russian. And maybe somebody can call in 527-90 and 2040 and remind me of that colonel that published those tweets that said he was reprimanded for criticizing his commander-in-chief. So when you're in the military, you can have your opinions, but you got to keep them yourself, because we all work for the commander-in-chief. And when Vindman is up there saying, well, I disagreed with Trump's policy, well, guess what? We in the military don't carry out policy. We execute policy. We take an oath of office to the Constitution and to the commander-in-chief and to the commissioned officers and non-commissioned officers that we take our orders from. That's how it works. Okay? But I don't even think he really said that much. I think he just said he disagreed. And I think they brought a decorated combat veteran from Iraq in to bait and switch us from the whistleblower, who's a joke. He's a desk jockey. He's a Yale grad. He's a deep stater. He did huddle with Schiff. So Schiff lied about that too. Remember, Schiff is, I've got evidence against Trump. Trump's a traitor. Remember all that? All those statements? And he worked with a Democratic National Committee operative who dug up dirt on the Trump campaign during the 2016 election, inviting her into the White House for meetings. Let that sink in for a minute, because whatever the Dems and the left are accusing you of or me of, they're doing. That's what they do. We've all learned that the hard way. So he brought a DNC operator into the White House to collude against Trump. And her name is, she's a Ukrainian American who supported Hillary Clinton. And her name is, and we've talked about her before, Alexandra Chalupa. It's not Trump who's colluding with foreign governments. It's the Dems. It's Obama. It's Hillary. It's Holder. It's Rice. It's Schiff. And now it's his whistleblower. That's why he won't let anybody have access to. And that is Alexandra Chalupa. This is really mind-blowing. Documents confirm the DNC opposition researcher attended at least one House meeting with Carmella in November 2015. She visited the White House with a number of Ukrainian officials lobbying the Obama administration for aid for Ukraine. With Carmella's name long under wraps, interest in the intelligence analyst has become so high that a handful of former colleagues have compiled a roughly 40-page research dossier on him, a classified version of which is circulating on Capitol Hill. The Republicans have it. Hopefully Trump has it. Alexander Chalupa is a known associate of convicted bomber turned progressive activist Brett Kimberlin. That the CIA would employ someone with such lax judgment is frightening. Anyone who thinks that Carmela's that they're protecting Carmela's identity for national security is insane. And there's pictures of him right behind the Obamas and Rice. So, and I'm getting it. Yeah. So thanks. It's Lieutenant Colonel Jim Hickman was a colonel. I think that he was at some defense attaché course like I went to, where he was so chumming up with the Russians and so criticizing the commander-in-chief that the colonel took the major outside to rebuke him. So, you know, that's kind of unusual when you're a field grade officer. I retired as a field grade officer, major pain in the butt, as I like to say. The first thing about being a warrior is friend and foe. That's who we divide everybody into. Who's our friends, and then who are foes. We may disagree with the commander-in-chief, but that is who we take our orders from. So thanks for that, Kirk. So I want you to understand that the CIA, the NSA, the DNI, the FBI have all been compromised, and this has led to a soft coup. As far back as 2015 is when this began. And Biden, who just now said, well, I didn't know that my son was with Burisma, where's a photo of him standing there. And he's talking about the video where he's dropping the guy. You got to drop this guy or you're not going to get your billion. He's on videotape saying, hey, I'm going to hold up the aid. Exactly what they're trying to get Trump for. It is just amazing. But this is happening at the same time Pelosi announced the beginning of her impeachment debacle, which is not even a real impeachment yet. The same time when Romney jumped on the impeach Trump train, and at the same time when Trump started looking back into Ukraine. Remember, Barr and Durham has expanded his investigation. It's now a criminal investigation. And so this is a race. This is a race between the Dems to see if they can pull off some kind of political facade, which they haven't been able to do. You'd think they'd learn by now because they failed I don't know how many times now. And there's also multiple dossiers, by the way. There wasn't just one dossier. There were multiple dossiers, all of them phony. And they're just falling apart. So Romney also wanted to shut down the investigation of Ukraine because Romney's national security advisor, when he was running for president, was Joseph Kofor Black. So that's a name in the intelligence community. But the interesting thing about Joseph Kofor Black is he sits on the board of the same, wait for it, Burisma Holdings Company that Biden's son was getting the $50,000 for doing nothing from. Those are bribes. That's how you buy a spy and you buy influence. And CIA Director John Brennan's 9/11 deep state partner, Kofor Black, is still the link that goes on there. Burisma is at the center of the Ukraine corruption and the Democrats' shadow organization for corrupt activities. And so Brennan is probably going to be interviewed. He keeps talking about that. Kofor Black may be as well. And that's why Romney was thinking about running. Now he's not going to run, but he was thinking about running because people were asking him, hey, so because they don't care about winning elections at this point. They just are trying to stay out of jail. But anyway, I'm into the final segment already. And I'm just trying to tie all these points together because you're not going to get them on the regular news at all. But we are in the middle of a deep state coup by the weaponization of the intelligence agencies and the Department of Justice agencies. And I'll be right back with you after this break. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point, the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point, the Perfection Auto Works Studios, right back with you. 520-790-2040. So Black was the head of counterintelligence who missed the 9/11 attacks. But it goes deeper than that. John Brennan was the CIA, it's called COS, chief of station in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, when the 9/11 hijackers were given visas to travel to the United States. And there were CIA patriots there who said, no way, don't give these guys visa. But CIA Saudi Station Chief John Brennan overrode the officer in charge and ordered the visas to be stamped and issued, even though they had learned from the FBI up in Phoenix and Prescott that they were learning how to fly. They wanted to learn how to fly planes and not land them. That's how bad this is. Anyway, Kirk, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Jeff, I appreciate it. You're nailing it again. I was wondering if I could mention that the Democrats that are on this persecution, they know they're wrong, but they're going after Trump anyway, that we have a mutual aid treaty with Ukraine.
And we do.
We're supposed to support each other's law enforcement efforts. Yeah. So Trump asking for...
it's totally illegal.
Look into corruption. That I don't know if I'm quoting the right act, but I know there's an equivalent of the U.S. Corrupt Foreign Practices Act, and it is illegal anywhere in the world to offer bribes. I got a lot of training when I was in the corporate world that we had to be very careful when we were dealing with foreign subsidiaries and avoid even the appearance of anything improper. So for Biden to flat out say, and be bragging about it on tape, that he blocked aid, that's a corrupt practice. That's a crime in the U.S., and there's absolutely nothing wrong with Trump asking them to look into it. Nothing at all. The president gets to set foreign policy, and correct me if I'm wrong, he's the not only the commander-in-chief, but he's the chief law enforcement officer in the United States. So it's 100% within his purview to ask for that.
He is, and he's also the chief diplomat if he wants to be. All those fall under the executive. You know, you and I, we've always worked under, I more extensively than you, under the executive branch. We've never worked under the judicial or congressional branch. But that's the military. Correct. That is the State Department. That's the intelligence community. That's federal law enforcement community. And yeah, there is a. I think I've talked about that on a previous show. But yeah, we have a treaty with Ukraine for doing exactly this. That's how stupid these guys are, and how stupid they think we are. It's really sad, but I think it's going to come to light. But and thanks for the. It was Colonel Hickman, right? That was his name that took him out,
yes.
And he tweeted that recently, right?
Yes.
Can you summarize that again, what he said?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That they were on an exercise, a joint peacekeeping exercise with the Russians back in 2012. And I'm sorry, he corrected his record to say 2013.
And, yeah, because otherwise he might go to jail for the FBI, right?
Yeah, there you go. Had he been interviewed by the FBI.
Yeah, don't talk, folks, don't talk to the FBI, okay?
Ever. Ever. Yeah, that's right. Do it through your attorney. I don't care what they ask you about. Flynn's proof of that. Anyway, we had a mutual cooperation exercise going on with the Russians back in 12 or 13. And Vindman, because he grew up in Ukraine, he was an orphan. He and his brother and possibly another sibling were adopted and brought to the U.S., but he was a fluent Russian speaker, so he was assigned as liaison to the Russian forces. And he was overheard bad-mouthing the United States, basically, and saying that President Obama is doing a good job of reining in these proud Americans and humbling them, not to be so arrogant around the world. And his conversations with the Russians were made fellow soldiers and contractors so uncomfortable that they went to this Lieutenant Colonel Hickman, his supervisor, and expressed their concerns that he was bad-mouthing the United States in uniform. Colonel Hickman was asked to pull him aside and counsel him. He didn't correct him in front of the Russians. He did the professional thing and pulled him aside and corrected him.
Wow.
Yeah, it's disturbing. Another thing that really bothers me is Vindman's whole... Well, first of all, he went in dress uniform to testify. That, to me, screamed that it was a show.
Total. It's a bait and switch. Total bait and switch. Maybe you'll forget about the whistleblower if we put this guy in there.
Yeah, absolutely. It was equivalent to a Soviet show trial. So he should have gone in low-key. And then his whole reason complaining was that he didn't like American foreign policy. He thought it was going to damage our relations with the Ukrainians. Well, that is not his call.
Yeah, that's what I just said. That's not his call. We don't. Do we ever do that? Well, I think the president should do that. Hey, we execute. We don't.
Never.
Somebody should read him his oath, right?
Absolutely. It's the president's call. If you don't like it, you can resign.
Yep. Or you can say this is an unlawful order. I'm not going to obey it.
Absolutely.
And go to get court-martialed or Article 15.
That's right. You have a duty to do that if you think it's an unlawful order.
By the way, I got to let you go because I got another call,
okay.
Kirk, but thanks. But I just want to say I saw the wanding of him as he came in, and it was hilarious because he had his dress blues with all his stuff on, and they're wanding him. Like the wand was working. Folks, the wand was off. It's all metal. It wouldn't work. It's a total show. It's a joke, right, Kirk?
It is, absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Kirk. Thanks, brother. All right. We were commissioned together back in the prehistoric ages. Anyway, thanks for that great call. Kirk, Mark, welcome to the show.
Yes. Thanks for your fantastic show again. You need to go U.S. national here with your show. Anyway, so...
I have listeners in Europe and Africa and the Middle East right now.
Well, yeah. Okay. All right.
But, anyway, yeah, just give me more funding and I will.
Yes, that's right. We need to get you another couple of million dollars. Anyway, this guy's name is Alexander Vindman, and he's the lieutenant colonel for the European whatever theater, I guess, whatever it is. And the first thing that I thought of him when I saw him on TV was, there must be some powerful spanks they shoehorn him into to get him to fit his uniform. He's kind of a fat guy in a tight uniform.
Well, and, listen, he's got a Purple Heart. He was wounded. He's got.
Yeah.
I know his record. He's the real deal.
I suppose he has to keep up his uniform, being in the position he's in. But
well, he shouldn't have worn his uniform in there. But I'm just saying he's the real deal. He shouldn't have been wearing his uniform, though, but... And if you're wounded, sometimes I know 100% this other guy is fat because they can't... The strap on him... Anyway,
That was my first impression of the sight of his on the news was, you know, he hadn't been wearing that uniform that maybe they had it tailored up so that he could fit into it. But maybe I'm wrong about that. But he probably does wear it since he's in that lieutenant colonel position of... European Affairs. He's the National Security Council Director for European Affairs, so maybe he has to wear that. Is that true, that he has to keep his uniform?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So anyway.
When I was at the Pentagon, yeah, I had to be in dress. But what's your point, though? Go ahead.
Yeah, well, so I thought it was also for show that they're pulling him out to, you know, walk him across the stage and... see, we have a real guy here.
Yeah, so we have a treaty with Ukraine to do this. So Trump is the head law enforcement. He's a commander in chief. He can do the negotiating if he wants to. They switched him with the deep state, Charmella, with the CIA. It's just amazing to me because this is truly This is exactly what Schumer said is, hey, the intelligence community has seven ways to Sunday to get you if we want to get you. And they're trying to get him. It's not going to work, though. I mean, this is going to, this will lead to a civil war. I'm not advocating violence or anything, but we just won't put up with this. It's a sham, and we can all see through it. But, I hope you heard what I just said about Brennan making sure that the 9/11 hijackers got visas to get into the country. And then
it's
he was promoted.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And there's a whole bunch of people that need to be, as I like to say, staked out over anthills for 30 days till all their lies and treasons and murders and thefts have been made known.
Well, we're not them. They need to be brought to justice.
Speaking.
I mean, my bucket list is to shoot a terrorist in the eye, but I'm probably not going to get to do that. But it is on my bucket list. I'll say that.
They need to have their wealth frittered away in legal fees and costs, just like what they did to other people.
It doesn't seem to be happening, unfortunately. Thanks for the call, Mark. And find two guys to support the show and tell them to listen to the show, like I was saying. And if you guys have information, get it to me at info@warriorschool.com. So by February of 2017, Kofor Black, this is Romney's guy, was on the board of Burisma. We're just talking 2 years ago. And that's why they are so desperate to make all of this happen, even though it sounds ridiculous and absurd, because they're desperate. They are really scared. New York Times has picked up a document that the Pickering Post over in England talking about. U.S. National Security Advisor Rice has requested we continue our surveillance during the transition period for the Intelligence Committee of the Trump administration. Yeah. Jeff Prath on the Prather Point. Back with you next week. God bless.